We're learning about flood insurance here in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Flood insurance covers what's inside the home. Most homeowners and renters' policies don't cover losses from floods. And over the past several years, 20 counties in Wisconsin have received federal disaster declarations due to flooding. So has your home flooded before? When did it happen? And were you insured? Did you move because of it? We're at 800-642-1234. Michelle Staff is the Floodplain Management Policy Coordinator at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Michelle, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
So you work closely with FEMA and talk with people all over the state about flood insurance. Where in Wisconsin are more people buying flood insurance right now?
Well, we're seeing a lot of activity in the Dane County area and the La Crosse area. But honestly, I've been seeing a lot of inquiries, a lot of questions about flood insurance actually across our state with a lot of high water and a lot of rain lately.
What are the biggest questions that you get about flood insurance?
The biggest questions I get about flood insurance is the cost. And it's really hard to tell what the cost is because it's very specific on the home itself and how much people really want to cover in their home and how much they want to cover of their home. I try to explain to the public that flood insurance is just like car insurance or any other insurance. You kind of tell how much you want to have covered and what you want to have covered. So it's really hard to tell them exactly how much it's going to cost, but on the national average, the cost of flood insurance per year is around $900. But again, that's the national average. And the other question I get is I can't get flood insurance because I'm not in a floodplain and a high-risk area. And that's another myth that a lot of people think about. You can get flood insurance anywhere in a high-risk area or outside of a high-risk area. And if you are outside of that high-risk area, it's actually lower than it drops around the average is around $300 per year.
So help us understand, what is the National Flood Insurance Program?
It's a program that was created in 1968, and what the program aimed to do was to offer flood insurance to homeowners across the nation due to the fact that a lot of insurance companies weren't covering it. And so the program started that way. It's kind of a three-tiered program. It's not only flood insurance, it's also flood mitigation and also floodplain management. So there's three aspects to the program, but it's centering around that flood insurance main component to try to have the homeowners covered because, you know, 1 inch of water can cost a homeowner about $20,000 in damage. So it's trying to cover those losses and to help them recover from that initial loss so that they can move on with their life.
We're talking with Michelle Staff. She is the Floodplain Management Policy Coordinator at the DNR. You can join in. Have you seen a lot of rain where you live this year? Are you concerned about future flooding? Are you looking for flood insurance and taking that step? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Michelle, how do you know if your community is part of the National Flood Insurance Program?
So there's a couple ways you can know this. I first want to say we have in the state of Wisconsin about 563 communities that do participate. We only have about 60 communities that do not participate in the program. So 90% of the state is in the program. So we do have some communities that aren't. And on FEMA.gov, you can look up all of the communities in the nation of who is participating in the program. So it's very simple to know, but if you normally you are in it, but if there are communities wanting to get into the program, they would contact my office, actually me, and I would help them through the paperwork process.
Why would certain areas not be in the program or not qualify for this program?
Actually, everyone qualifies. All communities qualify. It's free. The caveat to the program is that when you get into the program, you are required to adopt minimum floodplain management standards. So floodplain zoning regulations that are minimum to state and federal requirements. And some of the communities don't want to do that. And that is some of the reason why. And some of the other reason is that they may not have a lot of development in the floodplain and they believe they don't need it. So those are probably the two main reasons why they want to get into the program.
Michelle, you said that just even a little bit of water, an inch of water, mm-hmm. can do thousands of dollars of damage. What does flood insurance cover?
Flood insurance covers your house. So it covers anything, I tried to explain it, attached. Electrical, foundations, walls, windows, things like that. It covers everything of the structure. So there's kind of two parts of coverage. There's coverage on the structure itself, and you can cover up to $250,000 of your structure for flood damage. And then there's also contents. So there is a contents coverage that can go up to $100,000. And that's like your personal belongings or your stove or things like that. But you would have to pay for that contents coverage. So there's two types of coverage. And then for businesses, the coverage is up to $500,000 for the structure and $500,000 for the contents. We also like to tell people, if you're a renter, you still can get flood insurance for your personal content, too, and that's up to the $100,000 also. So there's several ways to get coverage there.
I wonder if renters' policies would be less than homeowners' policies.
It may be, because you're not getting the structure, you're just getting your personal content.
And flooding can happen from, you know, a rain event, natural disasters, but also, mm-hmm. you know, a sewer backup, a water softener overflowing. Could one thing be covered but not the other?
Yeah, there are things that can be covered by your homeowners, and then there's some things that can be covered by flood insurance. Flood insurance is mainly overland flow. So it is from either a flooding source like a lake or a riverine, but it also does a lot of urban flooding. As we saw last year in the Madison area, we had a lot of urban flooding. It would cover that. And so I just tell people, again, it's like any other insurance, just make sure you know what you're getting covered for. We actually see nationwide about one out of every four claim is outside of that floodplain area. It's outside of the high-risk area, and we call that the low to moderate area. So we do see a lot of claims outside of the high-risk areas.
We're talking about flood insurance with the DNR's Michelle Staff. She's Floodplain Management Policy Coordinator. Does your community experience repeat flooding? How does that impact you? What should the state do to help? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back with the DNR on flood insurance and your questions in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about flood insurance here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. People who live outside of high-risk flood areas, they file nearly a quarter of all National Flood Insurance Program flood insurance claims. And this is perspective as we learn about whether to buy flood insurance and what the policies will actually cover. Do you have flood insurance? Is it through the National Flood Insurance Program or a private insurer? How has it helped? Or did you experience flooding and you weren't properly covered? Join in with your questions, your stories, 800-642-1234. Tweet us, WPR Mornings. Michelle Staff is the Floodplain Management Policy Coordinator at the DNR, and she stays with us. Let's go to the phones now. Shelley is joining us from Burlington. Hi, Shelley. What's your situation?
My area where I live flooded in 2017. I'm in the Burlington area. And I thankfully was one of the few people in my area that has flood insurance. We are outside. We were actually just taken out of the high-risk flood area, but I kept my flood insurance anyway. One thing that it is, I love that I have it. It paid about half of my costs, and it paid for all the big-ticket items, my utilities, my furnace, you know, water heater, all of those things.
Shelley, how costly was that flood in 2017 for you?
I estimate roughly about $60,000, and I got about $30,000 from the flood insurance program.
And do you anticipate that you'll be keeping your policy even though you're out of the high-risk area?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm a hydrogeologist. I would never live where I live without having flood insurance. I'm not required to have it, but I would never live without it where I live.
Michelle,
especially going forward, it's only going to flood more often.
Yeah, Michelle, let's bring you in here. Shelley's saying it's only going to flood more often.
We're seeing a trend with a lot of wet weather and a lot of rain right now, a lot of flooding across our state.
And so for even when flood maps are updated and a home is no longer in a high-risk area, you know, Shelley didn't give up that insurance. What would you tell others?
I would tell the same thing. If you are mapped out, it doesn't mean that you are not, as you heard from the caller, doesn't mean that the water will stop at a line that's on a map. It does go past that line. And what Shelley probably experienced was her policy costs would have gone down if she was mapped out versus mapped in. But we highly encourage everyone to, if you have any risk, to get that flood insurance.
Shelley, was that the case? Yeah, you're still there. Was that the case that when you were mapped out, did your policy costs go down?
My costs went down a little bit, my premiums, yes. But, you know, it's like any insurance. It goes up every year a little bit. But one thing I wanted to stress is that, and maybe tell your person, is that it's actually very difficult to get information about the details of the program. And one thing I learned the hard way is that it does not cover any personal possessions in your basement. It will cover your utilities, your washer, dryer, and a standalone freezer, and nothing else that's in your basement.
So anything below ground.
Right.
Okay. Michelle, can you help us understand that?
Yeah, so... again, and I don't know the caller's policy either, if she had contents coverage also. But yes, if it is basement, it will cover mostly the big ticket items. It won't cover the finished, like if you have a finished basement, but it will cover, as you heard from the caller, the big ticket items. One of the reasons is that that is a high-risk area, too. Usually in the floodplain, and again, it's kind of between floodplain and non-floodplain, but if you were building in the floodplain, we don't allow basements. So that's some of the reasons why it won't cover your rec room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that finished rec room, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, but the caller did mention she had some difficulty about knowing what the policy, covered and understanding it. FEMA does have the National Flood Insurance Program does have a help center where they do have agents there that you can call, and they can actually look up your flood policy and answer questions or help you find an agent that is knowledgeable in flood insurance. We do see that a lot. Agents across the state, some are more well-versed than insurance agents are more well-versed in it versus other agents. There is a 1-800 line, a helpline for flood insurance. If you would like, I can give you that number.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely put that number at WPR.org/mornings, and we can get that information there. Mm-hmm. And Shelley, thank you so much for that call. We're talking with Michelle Staff. She's the Floodplain Management Policy Coordinator at the Wisconsin DNR. You can join in. Do you have flood insurance? Is it through the National Flood Insurance Program or a private insurer? How has it helped, or did you experience flooding and you weren't properly covered? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Michelle, can farmers qualify under the National Flood Insurance Program?
For crops or?
For the farm, buildings. For their buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Any structure can be insured for flood insurance. So you can have ag buildings, you can have your outbuilding, your garage, things like that. Yes.
Who decides when a structure fits into a certain category when you're, in terms of building and zoning?
It is the local community, so usually it's the local building department of the cities, villages, and counties. They are the ones who administer and enforce the federal and state floodplain management regulations.
As you look from your vantage point inside Wisconsin and floodplain management, what is the role of FEMA, and where do you see the, how do you work on the federal level with FEMA on flooding?
I'm the National Flood Insurance Coordinator, and every state has one. And what we do is we're just basically a liaison between the National Flood Insurance Program and the local communities. So when communities join the National Flood Insurance Program, they're actually signing an agreement with the federal government, and we kind of help out. I have, some contacts, and we can help people out. We do workshops. We do educational type issues. We also do a lot of flood recovery after last year's flood. I participated in a lot of community flood recovery meetings to try to, do some recovery and maybe some mitigation options for communities that do see a lot of repeat flooding.
Let's bring in Brett now in Boscobel. Hi, Brett.
How are you doing?
Good. What is your situation?
I had a question. My father-in-law, and he has flood insurance, but his garage, which isn't attached, and is actually up on top of the hill, but we had a lot of water lately, and it came off the hill and blew the back of the garage out and pretty much flooded the inside of it. Is there any kind of insurance for, I guess, for like a garage or something other than your home?
Michelle, go ahead.
Yes, there is. There actually, what you would need to do is talk to your insurance agent and ask for particularly flood insurance on that structure and how much you want to have covered, and you can get a policy for that, those detached structures.
Yeah, even if the structure is detached. As we start to wrap up, what can people do to prepare for or reduce flooding in their homes? What are some preventative steps?
There are some very simple steps we call it flood mitigation, and there's some very simple steps, and then there's some very, I call them more extreme steps. But just simply, moving your utilities from your basement area can help greatly in your recovery process, because, when your furnace and everything is inundated, you are near electrical, you can't, you know, live in your home. You have to get that replaced. And then some of the other mitigation options are elevations of homes, elevating the home to go higher to avoid that flood level, and to fill in basements and doing structural type of work to the structure itself. And we do see people move out of the floodplain, where they actually take their house and they move it to outside of the floodplain.
Moving to higher ground. Michelle, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Michelle Staff is Floodplain Management Policy Coordinator at the Wisconsin DNR. Coming up, you have a line to Congressman Ron Kind. What do you think lawmakers on Capitol Hill need to know about Wisconsin at this moment? We're at 800-642-1234. Back right after this news update, right here on the Ideas Network.